From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN calls for mass relocation of migrants. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has called on the European Union to admit up to 200,000 refugees for a mass relocation program to ease the flood of migrants appearing at EU borders looking for shelter. Antonio Guterres released a statement on Friday asking the EU to implement such a program, which the President of Turkey will appreciate. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
With much of the world shocked by the image of a drowned Syrian toddler on a Turkish beach, the latest victim among refugees seeking to enter the European Union, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Thursday accused European countries of turning the Mediterranean Sea into a grave. Ahmet İçdoğru, an expert on migration for Istanbul's Koç University, says there is deep resentment in Ankara.
Why the European countries are having less concern about the Syrian refugee problem? Unfortunately, it's the case almost around the world. Of course, everyone tried to shift the responsibility to other side.
Ankara says Turkey's hosting over 2 million Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The 28-member European Union plans to hold emergency talks on the refugee issue on September the 14th. Against the backdrop of war in Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and concerns about Iran's behavior in the Middle East, President Obama welcomes Saudi King Salman to the White House today. The talks between President Obama and the king could not come at a more tumultuous time as a U.S.-led coalition fights Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. The two leaders expected to discuss Iran's behavior as a factor in Iraq. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials say they plan to ask Afghan officials whether Kabul is interested in resuming peace talks with the Taliban. The meeting comes almost a month after peace talks broke down, following news that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years before in Pakistan. Hundreds of Afghan schoolgirls were taken to a hospital after breathing in poisonous gas. Officials suspect foul play. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has more.
For the third time this week, hundreds of parents in Afghanistan's Herat province sat in a hospital waiting for their daughters to get better. Officials say the three incidents were suspiciously similar. They now think the gas leaks at the three girls' schools may have been deliberate. The head of education of Herat province, Abdurrazak Ahmadi, told VOA that the perpetrators were enemies of education and growth. He suggested a big conspiracy and said that people needed to pay attention to the enemy's intentions. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. India has not been spared the ripple effects of the economic slowdown in China as its stock markets have tanked and its currency has lost value. Still, there is optimism that as China's economy loses steam, India could benefit. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
When Pavananand began exporting steel tools and appliances some 10 years ago, overseas markets were not always easy to capture. India trailed way behind China, which was the world's most competitive manufacturing hub. But times are changing. Anand, based in the business hub of Gurgaon near New Delhi, is all set to tap new clients and expand business for his firm. He says these days it is easier to compete with Chinese firms.
The way we can compete is the dollar is also strong for us, and even the raw material prices in our local industries have also come down. And the other factor where we are also competing well is the wages.
Anand's optimism is shared by many in the government. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Experts believe India's economy is picking up the pace just as China's is slackening. A Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as a court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned on Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal. The white man accused of murdering 9 people at a historically African-American church in the U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina, will face the death penalty. 21-year-old Dylan Roof faces multiple charges. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.